Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, Kingdom. Today is June 1st, 2015, the beginning of a new month, and thus our Kingdom assignment today. God says it's a new season, understanding the seasons. And we're coming from Ecclesiastes 3 for our new season. God is dealing with us on his timing and certainly his season. I'd like to thank you for joining in today. We got a late start today. We've been really busy this weekend, but God is still in the blessing business. And we want to make sure that we are cognizant of what God is doing in our lives here now as we live, we breathe, and we move. God is awesome in that he reminds us of the things that he has in store for us, and we certainly want to be mindful and thankful and appreciative to the things that he is doing in our lives. Now, Ecclesiastes 3 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God had given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He had made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he had set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever, nothing to be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which had been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man has no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. All go into one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? And so God is so mindful that he would visit us today, and he would remind us that there is a time and a season, and we ought to understand God's timing. We should understand the season that we're in so that we're able to prepare better. We're able to be found working and doing according to the seasons that we are faced with. And so God is allowing us to observe what he's doing in our lives. He's allowing us to make decisions according to his will and purpose. He's allowing us to see his face and to see his grace and mercy in the times that we live in. And so as I was doing my research, it talked about the different times, the different seasons that we encounter. And different seasons mean different things. And so we've got to understand what those seasons mean, what the seasons are, and what we should be found doing in those seasons. You know, it's because we never really even pay attention to what God is saying or even the things that are happening around us. You know, we know naturally that we have these seasons that we partake in and that we work in. You know, the natural seasons, the spring, the winter, the fall, the summer, you know, and just like we have natural seasons, we also have spiritual seasons. And spiritual seasons are something totally different from natural seasons. And we've got to be found preparing. Now, as I was doing my research, we've got to understand God's calendar. And we need to understand how he carries out his plan. His plan is carried out in seasons. And we have to synchronize with his timing and in order to understand what is going on. It helps us plug into the knowledge of what the season is. It helps us prepare, and it helps us be found doing the will of God. Now, in my own life and in the life of those around me, there's seasons that we witness, seasons of slumber, of promotion, resurrection, repentance, cleansing, praying, worship, sifting, wavering, seasons of vision, of promise, of movement. Sometimes we're standing still, sometimes we're waiting, sometimes we're waiting in expectation, sometimes it's a season of faith, it's a season of retraining habits, a season to renew your mind. You've got to understand that you are always, constantly in a season. So we must figure out what season are we being faced with and how to identify the seasons that are in our lives. And so just to give you a little bit of the concept, we spoke about the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter as being natural seasons. But we also have those seasons in the kingdom. Those are spiritual seasons as well. And because we're in the spring, God says that we're in a new season. So just to kind of give you an idea, in research of an article that has the seasons and how you spend time and when God is speaking, I've talked to you about how God speaks to us through the earth. Spring is a season when God gives us new beginnings. It's a fresh start. It's new boundaries to grow into. It's promotion. It's birthing new ministries. It's babies, jobs, and assignment. And you notice that we've been talking about the kingdom assignment. It is a time of fresh, catapulted faith to launch into the unknown, time of seeing the first small beginnings of what God spoke in our winter. It is a resurrection power of hope, courage, and rekindled passion. So if this is the new season, that means that we should be in expectation of new things. And if it is a new season, then there should have been a process of shedding of the old things, and all things are now new. And so we're in this new season where God has given us some things. You know, we just came out of winter, and winter was a season where God was allowing us to die to self, and he was allowing us to wait upon him to bring new life and hope. And it was a period of isolation and separation and a shedding process, and it was a little outward of visible activity in God. It was we were in the dark night of the soul. This is where we were to draw near to God by putting our roots down deep in him. And it was where God was reassure us and speak words of hope or promise of what is to come. We were in our winter. We were waiting for our spring. Now we're in our springtime and we're in new beginnings. And we got to understand that when these seasons rotate in our lives, we got to understand what season we're in so that we can prepare and we can actually be doing the things that we're supposed to be doing in the proper season. You know, there's nothing worse than preparing for a season or moving in a season where we really should be waiting or, you know, waiting, we really should be moving. Or we're dealing with dead processes when we should be dealing with new processes and expecting and enjoying and embracing those new things. So we've got to get to a place where we have, you know, a relationship with God and we are communing with God so that God can give us the wisdom and understanding of the times that we're facing in our lives, the seasons that we're facing in our lives, and we also have to have the discernment of God's timing and the season. Because what happens is those things we've been in wait, we've been consulting God, and we've been praying for, God allows those things to manifest. And if we're not cognizant of the opportunity, you know, when the timing and the season line up, and we're not cognizant of that door that's open for us to seize the moment, seize the opportunity to move, we will miss it. And if you miss your season and you miss God's timing, synchronizing with the season, who knows when you're going to, you'll have to wait for that season to come back. Seasons can last for months. They can last for days. They have a different timing than what we have as the set natural season. And so we've got to understand that we are to seize the moment. You don't want to lose an opportunity in the spring and have to wait for the spring season to come back around spiritually in your life, for you don't know when that season's going to come again. So we've got to make sure that we are in working in power and hope and courage and in passion, because those are the things that are going to allow us to launch out into the new things. It's going to allow us to go out and grasp and embrace the newness. And so after we have the springtime, we have the summer. Summer is a time when we're growing in the assignments he's given us. So now we're at the point to where we're being given our assignment, and summer is the time to where we're going to grow into those assignments that he's given us. It's time of experiencing visual fruit and gifts, movement, and productivity. It is a fulfilling time where we're fully launched in passion and carrying out the plans of God that God has spoken to us, and it is a time of labor and delivery. So it should be in full motion in the summer. And fall in our spiritual lives is a time of bringing things into completion. So we're completing, we harvest, we conclude what we've been building, we organize and we settle it, and either store for later or we give it away. Just like the parable of the tares and the wheat, fall is a time of release. We're letting go as we prepare for. We've got to understand that these four seasons can quickly rotate, and they're ongoing in our lives, so they never stop. We've got to understand what season we're in, when to lunch out, when to draw near, when to hold on to God, when to listen, when to stand still. So we've got to understand when these things are to take place. So understanding your times and seasons with God, one of the most vital and crucial things that you must first of all understand in the kingdom is how to understand your time and your seasons with the Lord. Understanding will help you prevent from making a lot of mistakes in the future. It'll also prevent you from making wrong turns and unwise decisions in your life. If you understand the season, you'll know if it's the right time for you to make a move. If the Lord is telling you and requiring you to move to another city or into a new house or switch to a new job, then everything will fall right into place, especially the provision. You'll see all the right doors opening for you and everything falling into place according to God's plan. And that's one of the things that I have managed to just kind of tune into in accordance with my own life. I'm not really forcing anything anymore, because if you're forcing it and if it's a huge fight and it just seems like all the pieces aren't falling together, then maybe it's not the timing. It doesn't say that it's not what you're supposed to be doing right then and right now, but it just means that maybe the timing is off, you know. And so you got to stand back and wait and listen to hear when God says go now, move now, because there is a window of opportunity that God has allowed open for you, and you are to move at the appointed time. And that's what it means by you're seeing all the right doors open, everything's falling into place, and as you move, God will provide. So the provision is there. If you're endeavoring to do something in life that you know that the Lord wants you to do, but it seems like you're running into various walls, roadblocks, obstacles, fire, heavy resistance, closed doors, and unsurmountable pressure, and a lot of unfavorable conditions. Check the timing. Check your season. And so you got to understand, because sometimes we say, oh, the Satan, you know, Satan is fighting me because he doesn't want me to get here and he doesn't want me to move forward. You know, sometimes those roadblocks are not satanic. They are protective barriers that were set in place for you to give you an indication that maybe now is not the time. So you need to step aside and you need to consult God for his will. What is his will for the situation? And then also consult God for his timing. And, you know, sometimes it could be something for the future, but you're just not ready to walk into that door just yet. Sometimes God has to prepare us for what's behind that door. And so sometimes we'll get in a hurry and move into a position that we're not even prepared for because God has not equipped us. We haven't allowed God to take us through the process. So you got to understand that there is a time and a season for everything. And, you know, if we run ahead of our season and we're not discerning the timing, we can end up defeated. We can end up depleted. We can end up weary and distressed. And, you know, I've seen lately that, you know, God has allowed me to just see how people, God's going to do something and they're doing it. But guess what? They're super exhausted. That means that they're doing it and exerting their own energy. They're not relying on God's strength and God's energy and God's source. So sometimes we have to step back and allow God to move. We cannot do it on our own. We can't do it by ourselves. We must have God. And that's the key ingredient, is God. God is there to provide us with instruction. God is there to provide us with, you know, what the next steps are. God is there to provide us with the guidance that we need, the provision and the protection. God is there to tell us wait. God is there to tell us go. God is there to tell us to move. God is there to tell us not yet. And so we've got to be in tune with God's timing. We've got to be in tune with hearing from God. We got to understand that when all of the God-ordained doors swing wide open, everything falls in place. And you'll know that that is your season and that is your time. So don't try. You know, I hear a lot of people, you know, they I have, God has a word for you, and to give people a word, don't rely on man. Always consult God. And most importantly, when God does give you the green light, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Be strong, be bold, and be courageous. And do exactly what God tells you to do. And watch God move mountains for you. God move obstacles. Those obstacles sometimes could be satanic, but you know what? With God, you're victorious. And with God, you've already conquered what is ahead. So you've got to be able to move on the word of God, move in God's strength and power. Notice that everything is revolved around the nucleus of God. So we've got to discern the season, we've got to discern the timing, and we've got to move when God tells us to move. We have to have the sensitivity of the ear so that we can hear what thus said the Lord. I thank God for allowing me to even relay this information to you with, you know, God's help and his strength. I thank God for the listening audience. I thank God that this will be a blessing to you from today forward. And God is so faithful to us that he would come to us, you know, and allow us to hear what he is saying in this very season. Grab this season, because this is a new beginning. You should be seeing manifestation of new things all around you. You should be seeing and holding on to those new things, and you should be also hearing the assignments that God is giving you on what to do with those new beginnings, because it is very vital that you hear from God and that you are faithful and that you are good stewards over what God has blessed you with. He is certainly in the blessing business. Doesn't mean that it's going to be anything material. We can be blessed spiritually, and I always want you to be looking in expectation for what thus said the Lord. God is happy with his people. He's happy to have you come and commune and fellowship with him. He enjoys the relationship with you. So don't be afraid to draw near to God. Draw near and to just revel in his majesty. Just, you know, just be in his glory. Just, you know, stand and wait to see his face, and stand and wait to see his glory and his manifestation. Don't be in such a hurry. You know, lately with the weather conditions the way they are, I've just taken my time and just really appreciated and acknowledged the temperatures and acknowledged the weather and acknowledged the earth, because this is all God's creation. And, you know, we've got to stop and acknowledge God for who he is, which is our creator. We've got to acknowledge him and praise him for the provision that he provided long before we were even in conception. You know, from very creation, God knew exactly what we need. He knows exactly what we need today. So let's be found acknowledging God, discerning the seasons, staying and waiting until it's time for God to tell us to move, standing and waiting in prayer, meditation, fasting upon the word of God. I thank you for your listening ears. I can be reached on my Twitter at PT with S. Butler. Also my email at ptwithsbutler@gmail.com. I also have a Facebook page, Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Tanya Butler. You can also hear me on Sundays, as well as each morning at 5:30. This one is a little late this morning, but nevertheless, God has blessed us to deliver it. But each morning at 5:30, join me on Blog Talk Radio. You can also listen to the archives on Sundays from 2:30 until 3:30 Central Standard Time. I am on icebreakerradio.com. It is a radio internet radio blog. You can access it from your TuneIn app on your smartphone. You can also access it from a web browser by going and selecting Listen Live at 2:30 Central Time. We're also working to get me up there in the lineup so that you can have the information in the lineup as well on the front page of icebreakerradio.com. I thank God for your listening ears. I thank God for just allowing his words to flow out of my belly into your ears. And I pray that this is a blessing to you. Again, the kingdom assignment for today is understanding the seasons. It is through understanding the seasons that you're able to bless someone else. So remember I said the kingdom assignment is for you first, and then it's for you to go out and help your sisters and your brothers. There is a season where God is wanting you to sow, you know, your time or your finances or whatever he's blessed you with, the gift that he's blessed you with, to sow. And then there's a time to reap. There's a sowing time and there's a time of harvest. And so we've got to understand when those times and seasons actually occur in our lives. Be blessed.